Good morning. We are continuing with our conversation of the halachas of tachanun, nefilas apayim, and today our specific question is when we do the nefilas apayim for tachanun, so we sit down, we crouch, we lean on our arm, that's the typical way to do it. Does that really have to be sitting, or is it permitted to stand as well? In other words, while standing, just lean on our arm to the side. Is that permitted, or does it have to be specifically while seated that we do the nefilas apayim? So in fact, in the Tshuvas HaRivash, one of the great Rishonim, he was asked this very question, and he said this whole concept of people sitting for tefillas and brachas is that it should not be a tircha for them. It shouldn't be a burden for them to be standing the whole davening. So they sit because of the tircha. That's the, with the exception of Shmona Esrei. There, you have to stand. But otherwise, the rest of the davening, you can stand. But we are lenient to sit, so it's not a tircha for people. So he applies that concept then to tachanun. Nefilas apayim, avoloshia kapeda b'yeshiva b'nefilas apayim. There's certainly no kapeda. We don't have to be makbid strict about sitting when it comes to doing the nefilas apayim, saying the tachanun after Shmona Esrei, because it's tachanunim. It is a supplication. And in fact, v'chol tachanunim me'uma tfei adif. Any supplication is actually preferable to be said standing, similar to the Shmona Esrei, similar to when we say Vidui, all of that preferable or indeed required to be standing. So when it comes to the Nefilas Apayim, the Tachanun, he says certainly one can stand, and the implication is maybe it's even preferred to stand. We are simply lenient to sit, so it's not a tircha, it's not a burden on people. So that is the opinion of the Rivash. Now, when we read that Rivash right now, it sounds like he even leans in the direction that it's preferable to say the Nefilas Apayim, to say the Tachanun and do the Nefilas Apayim while standing, but it's permitted to sit as well. However, when the poskim bring this Rivash, they put it more as it's permitted to be said standing. Not that it's preferable, but it's permitted to be said standing. So the Beis Yosef brings that Rivash, and he says you don't have to be strict about sitting. In other words, you can stand as well. You're permitted to be standing. And then the Beis Yosef adds on that al pi Kabbalah, that you have to be strict based on Kabbalah, that you have to be seated and only seated and not standing. And in fact, that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Nefilas Apayim Miyushav, Nefilas Apayim is done seated, v'lo me'udam umad, not standing. So we see here the Beis Yosef bringing in the name of the Kabbalah that we have to sit, and that's how the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo, wrote the Beis Yosef, and also the Shulchan Aruch, that's how he paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that we have to specifically be seated for Nefilas Apayim and not standing. And the Levush brings the second reason, the first reason being brought by the Beis Yosef, Alpi Kabbalah, the second reason brought by the Levush, the Hakbid, that we have to be strict, that we should be seated and not standing, because that's more a sign of hachna'ah. That is more of a sign of supplication. We are supplicating ourselves while seated and bending rather than standing. So that's where we are right now when we get to the Magen Avraham, one of the great commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch, who brings a number of poskim that either they themselves stood or they wrote that it's permitted to stand. The Rivash that we just mentioned, if you want to say the Nefilas Apayim while standing, indeed you can. The Maharil himself used to stand to say the Nefilas Apayim. He says as follows, when he finished his Shmona Esrei and he was running late after the Tzibur, so they had already started their Tachanun, then he would simply stand and say his Tachanun immediately after his finishing the Shmona Esrei, so he did do a Nefilas Apayim standing. Not that the Maharil did it all the time, but when he was finishing his Shmona Esrei at the time that the Tzibur was already starting the Nefilas Apayim, he would just do it standing to save some time. Mata Moshe also wrote as follows, that you can be standing for the Nefilas Apayim. So that the Magen Avraham brings those three opinions, the Rivash, the Maharil, the Mata Moshe, and then he brings the Beis Yosef, who says that Al Pi Kabbalah, we need to sit. We need to be seated. So that's the Magen Avraham. He adds on as follows, the Mashma Dafilu Siyamata Tfila. So it implies that even now that you have finished your Shmona Esrei, based on the Beis Yosef who says you have to sit, you should not say it's standing. You have to even wait out some time if you have to wait, because when you finish your Shmoneh Esrei, you have to wait for the time that it takes to walk for Amos, so a few seconds. So we have a decision now. I can start my Nefilas Apayim while standing, and I can start it immediately while I'm waiting those few seconds, or I have to wait out those few seconds while I'm standing and then go find a seat and sit down. He says, based on the Beis Yosef, who says that you actually have to be seated, al pi Kabbalah, for the Nefilas Apayim, you'd have to wait, finish your Shmoneh Esrei, wait those few seconds that it would take to walk for Amos, and then find your seat. That's how the Beis Yosef apparently would paskin, says the Magen Avraham. So as we see, where we stand right now is we have opinions that say you can stand. Maybe it's preferable to stand. We have a number of opinions, and this is how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, that you actually have to sit and don't stand. So comes the Mishnah Brura and says as follows. We have the opinion of the Beis Yosef, who says that you have to sit. We have the opinion of the Rivash, who says you can stand. So he says as follows. Bishas Adchak, in a time of need, nucha lismach ala rivash, we can be lenient and rely on the rivash that you can stand. In other words, the default is like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We should be seated for the Nefilas Apayim. However, if there's a time of need, in those circumstances, we can rely on the rivash and say the Nefilas Apayim standing. What would be examples? So the Mishnah Brura brings two examples. The one that we cited before, that if somebody finishes the Shmoneh Esrei and people are already starting the Nefilas Apayim, so he doesn't want to wait out the time that those few seconds of time that it would take to walk the four Amas, because once you finish your Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to wait. Don't sit down immediately. Don't start walking away. Stand there for the amount of time that it takes to walk four Amas, so you can start your Nefilas Apayim while standing, and say it's standing, not a problem. This is considered a Shas Adchak because everyone is already saying their Nefilas Apayim seated. That's one example. Another example brought by the Mishnah Brura is if you cannot sit down right now because somebody is davening their Shmoneh Esrei still, for example, in back of you or close to you, and there are halachas that you can't simply sit down within four Amos of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei. You can't walk in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei. So if you're in a jam there, that would be considered a Shas Adchak, that one indeed would be permitted to say the Nefilas Apayim while standing up. Have a wonderful day.